Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I'm so happy for you to be here. How are you doing? How are things going? I hope you're doing well. I know this is a tough time and you just gotta take it a day at a time. That's what I've been doing. I've been taking sometimes a minute at a time. I will be honest, it comes in waves. Like sometimes anxiety just takes over and other times it's just things are good. So it's just a day at a time. So let's see. I've been home for about 4 weeks. So I just moved to Chicago at the end of February. And I spent a couple of weeks unpacking, going to job interviews, discovering new city. And then March 13 hit. And that's when coronavirus started, like really feeling it in Chicago. And it, you know, to be honest, it was a shock to the system. Like everything went standstill. The job interview stopped, restaurant shut down. We were asked to stay at home. So here I am in a brand new city, staying at home. I made one friend before I was asked to stay at home. So I'm hoping that, you know, plans like book clubs, KissCon, and all the other things. I'm hoping that once this is over, I get to go enjoy it. I haven't been using public transportation. I've just been walking to the grocery store, like going for long walks in my neighborhood, just staying around it. So that's been what's going on for me. So this episode, I want to share things that I discovered during the stay-at-home period, some book recommendations, and just basically what's happening. So a few things that I discovered during this time is that I am actually an ambivert. I thought I was an introvert. I thought that I did not want to talk to people and that I would be having fun being at home by myself and doing nothing but reading. But the reality is that I need connection. And so text messages, phone calls, which actually has been the thing of the past, has been a brand new thing for me. Phone calls have been a lifesaver. I need connection pretty much daily. So I talk to my mom, I talk to Sarah, I talk to a few people during the day, and that helps me kind of like stay connected, because being by myself in this quarantine, like I'm living alone, is definitely a challenge as someone who's just like, I just want to talk to someone. I just want to know how you're doing. And so that's been a big aha moment. Like I'm both an introvert and extrovert, and so we'll see how that looks like in the new normal. The other thing is that I've been cooking a lot. Like pretty much most of my meals are cooked. I actually either snack or create elaborate meals, but I've been doing that ever since it started. I had takeout, I would say about 3 times in the past month, and that's really low for me. When I was living in New York, I was living off takeout. I was like having takeout or eating out pretty much most of my meals. So having a place for me to cook and just been like going grocery shopping has been a lifesaver. So there's a few things that I've been doing. I got an Imperfect Food account thanks to Kalisa. I'm from K Square Reads. She mentioned that, and that's a produce. It's Imperfect Food, so it's like produce that's like that looks imperfect, I guess. So it might be a little smaller, or it might be a little bit like misshapen. But it's really good produce. They have organic, they have conventional. They also have meats, they also have grains. And so I've got an account with them. And so I've been getting my produce that way, along with what I get from the supermarket. So that's one thing I've been doing. And then I reactivated my Dinnerly account. So I had 1 week I had Home Chef because I had a credit and it was good. But Dinnerly is a little bit more inexpensive. It comes down to $39 a week as opposed to Home Chef and HelloFresh, which come to $60 to $70. So it's a little cheaper. The recipes are more simpler, so it's actually easier to do. So I reactivated my Dinnerly account. So I have a couple recipes that I get to do, plus new recipes that I've been discovering in New York Times cooking app. So I
bite the bullet, and I just got my account for New York Times bought now an account. And so actually I've been pinning, you know, saving recipes and just making them. So a few recipes that I did was a shallot pasta from Alice and Roman. One thing I wanted to do once I get flour and yeast is to do the no knead bread. Kalisa also mentioned that she did it and she loved it, so I think I may try that to do that. So that's one thing that maybe my next grocery trip, then I'll be buying flour and yeast and getting the ingredients to make my own bread. So I don't know about you, but it's something useful. I think it's something helpful. And while being in the kitchen, I've been listening to podcasts and audiobooks. So a few podcasts that I've been listening to is Bad on Paper and Fate of Maids. So I've been listening to those podcasts. And then in terms of audiobooks, I've been using my Libre FM account. So I downloaded Untamed by Glennon Dell, which is the Reese's pick for April. And then I've been listening to Nothing to See by Kevin Wilson, and that's through Scribe. So Scribe has an offer this month where you can get 30 days for free. And so they have a ton of audiobooks. There's like a lot of great selections, and you don't have to wait line for them. So it's a great service. The service costs $9.99. Actually, my old job gave me a 6 month subscription subscribed. So I think once my 30-day subscription is over, I'm going to get my 6 month subscription subscribed and just keep using it as much as for audiobooks. So if you're interested in that, that would be great. All right. So a few things that I've been doing, and I know, let's talk about reading. So I will be honest, reading has been on and off. Like I would say, 50% I get into a book and I'm lost in it and it's perfect. And then the other 50% I'm like putting the book down, going on Instagram, going on my texts, checking my email, just being completely distracted or watching a TV show or just doing something just to get myself out of it. And so it's been on and off. A couple of things that I realized is that I need some books that are not contemporary, like right now, the contemporary romance, like I don't think I can handle those. And just, I don't know. The reality is that I don't like my contemporary reality. So I don't think I want to be in alternate reality where there's no disease and there's no social distance, there's no stay-at-home order. And so it's just kind of like difficult to read a contemporary. But I've been reading some other books. So I read, you know, Only One, One to Watch by Kate Seaman London, which is an escapist book. It's contemporary, so I want to note it. It is contemporary, but it feels like an alternate universe. So it's set in the set of The Bachelor, featuring a plus-size main character. And so there's a lot of conversations about fat phobia, body positivity, what it means to be a plus-size woman in this world, which I can identify. And then there's the whole glitz and glamour of The Bachelor, you know. So it's kind of like fun just to feel, you feel like you're watching a season of The Bachelor. That's what you're reading. So I read half a book in one sitting, so I'm hoping to finish the book later on today, and then that could be one book completed. Hey! In terms of audiobooks, I also listen to Stripped by Zoe Castile, which is a Magic Mike reimagined. That book is an audible escape. I would listen to the first 6 hours in the sitting, like I was actually working on a web project, and so I needed some distraction, and that was a perfect distraction. I realized for me, audiobooks are perfect for walking, for cooking, for doing web projects. When I'm not working on the podcast, they're perfect for me. I bought a Painting by the Number thing, so hopefully I'll be listening to audiobook while I'm painting. So those are fun things to do. And so I actually have Audible Escape, so I get some of my rooms reading that way, and so that's perfect. And then in terms of historical romance, which is, I'll be honest, the next few weeks I'm sorry if you don't like historical romance, I'm going to give you historical romance content because that's what I've been reading mostly. So in the next few weeks you're going to get a few episodes about historical romance, and I apologize in advance. You can skip them over unless you really want to know what I'm currently reading. That's what I'm currently reading. So historical romance for me, it's perfect because it actually allows me to just get lost in a world of dukes and duchess and titlement and working class, and just it's just a different world. It is like not contemporary, and there's no diseases, or I haven't read a disease, so it doesn't feel like the news, and it feels like just getting lost in a world. So I read a few books, and I'm gonna mention a couple. And next week's episode, or in a couple weeks' episode, I'm gonna mention some backlist historical romance, and then some new historical romance, so you can actually have something to look forward to. So the first book that I read was When a Wish Upon a Rose by Anna Bennett. This arc comes out May 26th. You can request it on NetGalley, it's available. And the story is, the hero cannot sleep. He comes from war. He just landed his title, and he's just feeling like off. And he's dealing with grief. He's dealing with just like loss, and so he cannot sleep. And he meets a heron, and heron gives him like some tea, and he's like he falls asleep. And he tries to take the tea, and he realizes that that's not why he falls asleep. It's because the heron is there for him. So he's not ready to marry her, and she has to marry for money. And so there's this conflict that happens, and the heron is involved with this group of debutante revenge, where they speak up about needs and desires and whatnot. And so she has weekly meetings. And so there's a really strong female friendship and a strong female woman supporting each other theme that really helped this, really helped add more value to the book. It was really good. I read it in a couple settings. I enjoyed it. It was definitely one of those things that I enjoy the most. The other book that I read, which is a novel because it's like 22 years old, it was published in 1998, and it's Devil's Bride by Stephanie Lawrence. And I will be honest, this book is crazy addictive. It has long sex scenes, like 30 pages long sex scenes. Like, they go in there. They're really long. They have the craziest nicknames. So there's like six cousins, and nicknames are Devil, Lucifer, Gabriel, Demon, Scandal, Vane. They're all crazy nicknames, and you know they're each gonna have a book. I'm reading Vane's now, which is the second cousin. There's a murder mystery, which you can tell who is the person who is a murderer from the beginning. So, but they tried to make it long lasting. And so it was just, and then the heroine was denying the hero's marriage proposal. She's like, I don't want to marry you. Why do you want to marry me? You know, all these different things. So it was a crazy addicting book. There's like, it's a long series. So if you're looking for a series, you get lost in it. This series has like 29 books, and you can find them in your library, which is great because that's how I've been reading them, because they're expensive. So you can get them from your library. It's Devil's Brides by Stephanie Lawrence. So that's pretty much what's going on with me. I want to hear from you. Let's start a conversation at whatreadnextblog.com. I have opened up the comments, so feel free to leave a comment there. If you want to reach out to me, if you have any questions or need a book recommendation or just need some support during this time, feel free to email me at whatreadnextblog@gmail.com. Thank you. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.